This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. Johann Gerhard has contrasted loving God over against loving created things. He has reminded us that created things cannot love us back, but God does. And last time, Gerhard led us to meditate on God's love leading us to know Him. Today we hear part 4 of Johann Gerhard's meditation, Loving God Alone, as he points out how God's love actually transforms us. What your love is, that you are, because your love changes you into itself. Love is the very strongest bond because the lover and the object loved become one. What is it that has joined together a righteous God and lost sinners so infinitely removed from each other? Infinite love. And that the righteousness of God might not be rendered of no effect, Christ interposed His infinite ransom. What is it, moreover, that unites those so far separated from each other as God, the Almighty Creator, and a believing soul, the work of His hands? Love. In heaven, we shall be united to God in the very highest degree. Why? Because we shall love Him in the very highest degree. Love unites and transforms. If you love carnal things, you are carnal. If you love earthly things, you will become earthly. But flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. If you love God and divine things, you will become divine. The love of God is the chariot of Elijah ascending to heaven. The love of God is the delight of the mind, the paradise of the soul. It destroys the power of the world, conquers the devil, shuts the mouth of hell, and opens wide the gate of heaven. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.